All right, Cheryl, let's do one more real quick. If I didn't get to you, please, 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 please go to Ask Coaches. Lizzie and I spend a lot of time over there, as do the other coaches. Hello, Cheryl. Oh, your video went away. There you are.
Now we're on. Okay, great. Thank you so much. I just want to say these Sunday calls are such a blessing to me. I just, my husband goes to church on Sunday. I don't go, and I just feel like this is my, I hate to sound like dramatic, but it's more than just no BS. It's spiritual because it's feeding my soul. So thank you so
You're
much.
welcome. You're
Really
welcome.
appreciate it. So mine is kind of very specific, and but I did want to share with Amanda real quick because it's too complicated to put in the chat. I had both hands operated on, and I know that frustration about cooking, especially when you love to cook, but I am like the gizmo queen of little choppers. And there's so many things if you YouTube or whatever to see things that can help you to do things either one-handed or just with your hand that's you're not able to use, you just anchor whatever you're using. I have the thing with the string to chop things and it's amazing. So I just want
I
to
have a husband that I
share.
could, when I had my when my knees replaced and couldn't stand for very long, I'd sit in the kitchen, I'd say, all right, do this, chop that, put that in the pan. I was the director and I felt like, felt like it was cooking. So yeah, there's way, there's
Yeah,
that's why I
there's
was telling her, when you're stuck on the fact that you can't cook, you're not looking for ways to feed that desire.
But anyway, my thing is, I started with a personal trainer. I was checking my calendar because we lose track of time 5 weeks ago, and I love it so much. I've been doing two sessions. Anyway, we're supposed to do measurements this coming week, and I almost was thinking I was doing it more because a couple weeks I did three sessions because I'm going out of town, and I'm just so nervous about what it's going to show, and
Why?
I don't know why, and I shouldn't be because
No. Don't say you shouldn't be. You're allowed to feel nervous. I just want to know why. What are you afraid it's going to show, other than what's truly there?
I'm afraid that it's not going to show the success that I think I've had. And my trainer, of course, she's very encouraging. She's like, oh, I can tell, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, really? In 5 weeks, like, I don't, but I did wear a pair of linen pants the other night. And, I can tell with those because they're not my stretch pants.
Okay.
They felt
So
looser.
why do the measurements get to take up all this space in your brain when the linen pants were an obvious success?
That's a very good question. And it shouldn't, right? I mean,
No, well, it is,
I feel pressure.
but
I get.
it's probably because of what you think about the measurements and what you think they might reveal and what you think about what you think they might reveal.
And
Okay.
I actually, and I gave up weighing myself like every day, like I used to do. And the couple of times I've weighed, one time I was down, I was so happy like 2 weeks in, and then I was up. And they say you could go up because you're working on muscle and we're not doing as much cardio, but I'm supposed to do my cardio. So I know I haven't lost many pounds, maybe a couple in a month.
Is that why you hired the trainer?
No,
Why'd you hire the trainer?
I hired the trainer, like I forget her name, but I'm retired. I'm 67. I just want to be very healthy. That's why I want to get stronger.
Okay.
I also, in 2020, I had both knees replaced, and it was the best thing I ever did because I couldn't do stairs
Yeah.
before.
Yeah.
And
So back to why you hired the trainer. If you hired the trainer so that you could build strength, stay healthy and all that kind of stuff, what's that have to do with the measurements?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So there's that, but there's also this piece of what you think the scale might tell you or the measurements might tell you. And the reason those bother you is because you've already created the dialogue in your head that if they don't go the right direction, it's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. And I can tell you when it comes to measurements, you could change the fat versus muscle content of your body. You could change the composition of your body, and the measurements not change that much.
Okay.
Yet you have done this work to
Right.
improve the composition of your body. So if
Okay.
you focus just on the measurement and whether or not it's good or bad, you have totally erased any of the other successes that you feel. However stronger you are, how much better you feel, how much better you're sleeping, the fact that you can wear your linen pants, whatever that is.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's why we can't use the scale and we can't use the tape measure to help tell us how we're doing. It doesn't tell the whole story. It doesn't talk about your commitment. It doesn't talk about the other habits that you've created. It doesn't, it surely, nobody knows how food affects them really, right? If you get on the scale and you're up 2 pounds, first thing you're going to think of is what did I eat yesterday? Well, that 2 pounds could be, you ran a half marathon yesterday and your knees are inflamed. That 2 pounds could be something, the case of beer you had a week ago, or whatever it is, right? You can't really pinpoint it. All you
Yes.
can do is watch the trends and make sure you are still committed.
Okay.
It's just one way, one thing, one piece of data in millions of pieces of data that you can collect.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know why I understand that. I understood that, or I came to understand that about the scale, but I didn't think of it in that way about the measurements. When my husband found out about the training, I had the trainer tell him. He met her here on 5 weeks ago, and I was so like, I'm kind of like, he's not very romantic, and he's not, we've been together over 35 years. But he said to her, he goes, "You have my total support." And I was like, wow. And then he said, "The most important thing for us to do is to be healthy, because we're getting older and we want to be healthy together." And I was like, oh my gosh,
Oh,
that meant.
he doesn't care what your measurements are. He wants you to be able to get up out of the floor and off the bed and up the stairs.
So thank you.
Okay. Just
Definitely.
de-emphasize the specific measurements and look at the whole. Look at the whole of what you're gaining. And that goes for anybody who's trying to lose weight. If you get on the scale every day and you're just seeing, micro movements, yet you're showing up, look at the way you're showing up. Look at the way you're committed, because that the way you're committed will affect what your next decisions are. Because if you're just like dangling up and you're not talking about commitment, you're talking about frustration, you're going to eat. You're going to quit. You're going to do those things. But if you're staying committed and you're staying curious, you might pivot. You might change something. You might notice something new. It's all about how you think about this stuff.
Wow, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're
Okay.
welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, everybody. It looks like Lizzie took care of the Q&A. Wow, there were a lot of Q&As. If you have anything else, any other coaching needs, questions, we talked about private coaching on this call. You know where to find us. Go to that website under, I guess it's under coaching, right, Lizzie? That's where you'll find Ask Coaches and private coaching. So, however it is we can support you, that's why we're here. Okay. That's why we love our jobs. That's why we show up. That's why we do our own work, is so that we can support ourselves, but more so we can support you guys. Okay. All right. Everybody, have a beautiful Sunday. And I'll see you all in the Facebook and in the Ask Coaches. All right, take care.